Catholic Church files released yesterday show the Boston Archdiocese knew about abusive priests, but glossed over serious allegations of drug abuse, sexual abuse of young boys and girls, and consensual sexual relationships. The files are the first to be made public of more than 11,000 pages of personnel records regarding 65 priests. From member station WBUR in Boston, Monica Brady Meyeroff reports.
The private church files reveal the history of what the church knew about allegations of abuse against 8 priests in the Boston Archdiocese. David Clossy, national director of the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, says these documents are different from previously released church files.
It's not just more horrific stories from the past, but what's very striking, I think, and very disturbing, is that these documents show cover-ups that have literally continued up until this year.
The files were turned over by the Archdiocese under court order. They relate to dozens of civil suits against Cardinal Bernard Law filed by alleged victims of Father Paul Shanley. The suits accuse Law of negligent oversight of priests. The victims' lawyers hope to use these documents to show the Archdiocese routinely reassigned priests accused of abuse. The files show that in the case of Father Richard Buntel, the Archdiocese knew in 1983 he was using cocaine and marijuana. A church official wrote in a confidential letter to his superior that Buntel has, quote, serious problems. Attorney Eric McLeish, who represents nearly 250 alleged victims of priest abuse, reads from the letter.
These problems apparently concern alcoholism, repeated use of drugs, and it is even alleged that he was an instrument for giving drugs to young people. It is said that at his previous parish, he was called pothead by some in the parish, probably the young people.
The official concludes that something should be done about Buntel because, quote, we have the obligation to try to prevent scandal. Buntel was also accused of trading sex for drugs with one young man. Buntel was later removed from the parish but is still employed by the Archdiocese today in a non-ministerial position. Joe Gallagher of the Coalition of Concerned Catholics and Victims reviewed the documents along with other victims' advocates.
The overarching feeling that we had about what we saw was the continuing effort that seemed paramount on the part of the church was to keep scandal from the church, to protect the clerical culture, and to silence victims.
The files reveal an early knowledge of problems with some priests. In the case of the Reverend Robert Mafan, there are hints in letters from the 1970s that the Archdiocese knew he needed help. He was told to seek professional help and put on sick leave. He continued to minister as a priest, but was later accused of raping several young women who were studying to become nuns. Attorney McLeish reads from a memo written by a nun to a church official.
She reports a victim told her that Father Mafan would attract adolescent girls, get them to enter religious order, and then visit them in various novitiates. He would link spiritual stages with sexual acts, what one had to do in order to progress, and would perform the acts.
Father Mafan retired in 1996. The newly released information has renewed calls for Cardinal Law's resignation. A spokeswoman for the Archdiocese said some of the information in the documents is, quote, truly horrible, but the Archdiocese is committed to helping all survivors. For NPR News, I'm Monica Brady Meyerov in Boston.